Page 108. Caption, Figure 6.4. A business advertisement for Walter Dill Scott's consulting firm founded at the end of World War I, and Harry L. Hollingworth at age 35. End of caption. Image. Caption, Archives of the History of American Psychology, the Center of the History of Psychology, the University of Akron. End of caption. Image. Caption, Archives of the History of American Psychology, the Center of the History of Psychology, the University of Akron. End of caption. Likewise, the return coupon suggested a direct action, cut out the coupon, fill it out, and mail it in. Both techniques were thought to stimulate compulsive obedience. Scott also promoted the importance of mental imagery as a means of suggestion. He noted that advertisements for pianos should describe the instrument in such a way that the reader could hear it, food ads should make the consumer taste them, and perfume ads should cause readers to experience the exotic smells. Harry L. Hollingworth. Scott's popularity opened the doors for other psychologists to enter the advertising field. For example, Harry Hollingworth, mentioned at the beginning of this chapter for his caffeine studies.